USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
90% of American adults will be eligible to receive a coronavirus vaccination within the next 3 weeks. President Biden speaking more about the eligibility expansion at a White House event.
I'm directing my COVID team to ensure there is a vaccine site within 5 miles of 90% of all Americans.
Pharmacies offering vaccinations will soon increase to nearly 40,000 across the United States. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is worried illegal immigrants being brought to his state for processing will spread coronavirus.
They are being handled appropriately, I am told, but what is happening to the adults that have been exposed to those children who have COVID?
He says the kids will stay at a handful of shelters across the state. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A reasonable doubt is a doubt that is based upon reason and common sense. At the end of this case, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about doubt.
That's defense attorney Eric Nelson in his opening statements in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who's accused of killing George Floyd. Nelson also cautioning the jury about jumping to conclusions. Traffic through the Suez Canal is resuming after a massive container ship was stuck in the vital waterway for almost a week. Suez Canal authorities saying the Ever Given is moving again and is going through the Great Bitter Lake for a technical inspection. Senator Tom Tillis will undergo surgery next week for prostate cancer. The North Carolina Republican releasing a statement saying his cancer was detected relatively early. He's expected to make a full recovery. Wall Street starting the week on an up note, the Dow gaining 98 points to close at 33,171. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Former CDC Director Robert Redfield believes COVID-19 likely originated in a Wuhan, China lab. Redfield saying he doesn't believe that China intentionally released the virus. That comes as a WHO-led team investigating the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic found data examined during a recent trip to China was insufficient to answer critical questions as to when and how the virus began spreading. As far as the investigation done by the WHO, Jamie Metzl is a former National Security Council official under President Clinton. He tells 60 Minutes,
really call what's happened now an investigation. It's essentially a highly chaperoned, highly curated study tour. Everybody around the world is imagining this is some kind of full investigation. It's not. This group of experts only saw what the Chinese government wanted them to see. It was agreed first that China would have veto power over who even got to be on the mission. Secondly,
and WHO agreed to that.
But imagine if we had asked the Soviet Union to do a co-investigation of Chernobyl. It doesn't really make sense.
And finally, it was on this day back in 1973 when 2 months after signing the Vietnam Peace Agreement, the last U.S. combat troops leave South Vietnam as Hanoi frees the remaining American prisoners of war held in North Vietnam.